All the fields of the standard model in gravity are in this 16 by 16 matrix of one-forms and Grassmann numbers. The matrix breaks down into blocks, H, G, and psi, with the one-forms of psi replaced by the Grassmann-valued gauge ghosts via the BRST gauge-fixing technique, giving one generation of fermions as shown here. All interactions of the standard model come from the curvature of this connection. Basically, we square the big matrix. The weak SU2 field, represented by a polymatrix block of W's, acts from the left on itself, on the Higgs fields, and on the left chiral fermions. Each element of this big matrix is actually a 2x2 block. The strong SU3 field, represented by a Gell-Mann matrix block, acts from the right on itself and on the colored quarks. The weak U1b field acts from the left and the right on the Higgs and on the fermions, giving the correct hypercharge assignments. The left and right chiral parts of the spin connection act on the frame and act from the left on the chiral fermions. The Higgs also acts on the fermions, as in the standard model, giving them Dirac masses. This matrix really is a beautiful thing. I think it would look nice on a t-shirt. And it doesn't just come from nowhere. The H and G blocks are representations of the SO17 Lie algebra, which acts on the psi block as Clifford bivectors acting on spinners. Let me show how this matrix is built in more detail by starting with the gravitational part. The blocks containing the left and right chiral parts of the spin connection, omega, and the frame, E.